Welcome back to another episode with me, your girl Jere, and Navigating Postpartum. I'm so glad that you are tuning in. I appreciate the support. I told you I'm coming back consistent now that I'm kind of getting into a little groove postpartum. And today we're going to be talking about my experiences of postpartum round two and what I have learned, because I want to share with you mamas, even if you just had a baby or you're a year out or so on, these tips help me become more grounded this time around, and I'm more happy. I'm not sad, I'm not depressed or anything like that versus my first time. In the beginning I was good, and then it got rough. And I learned how to get myself out of that. And that's why I have a course to teach moms how to navigate this. But I want to tell y'all what I learned about postpartum round two. So let's get into it. And if you haven't followed me on Instagram, balancedmotherhood_, so that you can see updates and just get some more tips and fill yourself up during the week. And I also started being on Threads too, which is pretty cool. So if you guys want to see some good tweets of encouragement and just giving you some more tips, then follow me on there as well. But we're going to get into it. So I've learned 5 major things that help so much during postpartum, help you balance for being a mom, a wife, even if you have a career or if you're stay at home, all of it. Okay, all of it. The first tip is sit in your feelings, giving yourself grace. So when I say that, it's because sometimes I know for me personally, I'm going to speak for myself as well, is that when I used to get into like a mood or something like that or get upset, I just try to move forward from it and not think about it. But what I've learned recently in this book I was reading called Happier Now, it said sit in your feelings. So if I'm upset or if I'm lonely or I'm, you know, want to cry or whatever it is, I can do that. And I can do it without judgment in a safe space. And it's okay to feel those feelings. I know sometimes we want to be strong or we don't want to be vulnerable, but it's what we need, and sitting in your feelings helps you move forward faster. So if we sometimes try to just push it down and not think about it, it's not helpful for the healing process of moving forward. So sit in your feelings. Now, with this said, sit in your feelings, but don't stay in it too long now. So don't spend too much time doing it, but make sure you process how you're feeling so that you can communicate that. And you can move forward with that so that you can talk to yourself and know what you need in those moments. So I know for me personally, like even during this postpartum period, I know them late nights be tough, okay? Tough. And one night I was just really lonely up because my son, he was wide awake like it's daytime. And I was just like, what is going on? Like I see my husband and my toddler sleeping. I'm just like, okay. I just felt so alone, and I felt like, you know, it wasn't going in that night. It was just a long stretch of being up. And what I had to do was I had to be open with my husband and tell him, like, yeah, like last night was really tough. Like, I felt like I was alone and I didn't have anyone to talk to or anything like that. And so with that, it allowed him to know how I was feeling, and I was able to have him sit with me the next night when I knew it was going to be a bit tough. And he was just sitting with me through it. And he was like, you're not alone. And it's like sometimes just being open with what you need and how you're feeling is going to get you to where you need to go. That's my first tip. I hope that really helped you guys. And give yourself grace. Know that you can feel your emotions. The second one is it's a big transition for everyone in the house. So it takes time to adjust. So with that said, it's difficult for, it's a big transition for you. It's a big transition for your, if you ever have other kids or with your partner, like it's a big transition for everyone. Everyone adjusts differently. So you really have to just be patient with everyone in your house and just assume the best. So like, even if your partner's not doing what you thought would be a good way to help or do those things, you have to have patience and really communicate what you need and not what they need. Because sometimes you're not wired the same, you know, if you do things one way and they do something another way and their handle ways of self-care is different, you have to be able to respect that and also know that everyone's adjusting and it's tough. It's tough, you know, even for my toddler, he loves his brother, but it was a tough adjustment for him. He's still adjusting. I'm still adjusting. My husband's still adjusting. It's a long period of adjustment. But with that being said, it's only temporary and it's going to get better and you're going to get into a groove. So we're still adjusting, but we're in like a groove of knowing that it's going to get better, that we're doing those things and it's happening, you know, and we're in a new season and we have accepted that. The third is plan ahead of time. Whether you're going somewhere, whether you're doing meal prep, whether you want to go do something for yourself, plan it ahead of time so that you can have time for it. So I know with me, I make sure that I plan my days. So I'm like, okay, when I say plan my days, I have my I'm going to do, but I don't know what my whole day is going to look like. So I don't have expectations for that part, but I have like, these are what I'm going to do before I go to sleep. So I know I get up, I'm walking, I'm doing my devotion, I'm reading my books. These are things I'm planning ahead of time the night before. So I know like during the day, this is what I can be doing. And I started really amping up the homeschooling process for my 2-year-old. And so I'm planning that ahead of time. I'm looking at the meal preps because oftentimes as new moms, you can get into like where you're just snacking. But if you prep, even if you tell your partner to prep or people want to come over help, have them help you prep. And really just have healthy meals to snack on. So I know I have me a big bowl of bell peppers. I have cucumbers in it. I have carrots. And I snack on those as a snack. Like, or I put it on the side of each meal so I know I'm having vegetables. Or I'm prepping the fruit so that I know that I'm eating healthy with the fruit. Or you can make overnight oats, making sure that you have breakfast in the morning. Like, there's so many different things you could plan so that you could be intentional about what you're putting in your body, how you're taking care of yourself, how your home is running, because you are the CEO of it. And I want you to know that you can do that, plan ahead of time. It's possible. Yes, every day won't look the same. It's not. But if you are grounded in these things and know what's going to help you be your best self, then do so. Do those things. The fourth one is movement. Making sure that when you are cleared or when you're feeling a little bit better, do a little movement. Walk slow outside or get some sunlight or, you know, just stretch. Do those small little things and it helps you so much in recovery. And I don't know about y'all, but I love electrolytes. I'm not able to drink coffee because it makes my baby cranky. So I've been doing electrolytes and it makes an energy difference. I mean, it make a difference for your energy boost, y'all. And I want y'all to know that don't be afraid to walk slow or do stretches or do whatever makes you feel good for energy boost. Because when that energy boost comes, especially when you're tired from being up with the baby all night, it makes a big difference in your day. And y'all, that's what I live by, y'all. Like, it's a habit now. I'm like, I have to walk every day, or I have to be outside, or I have to be doing my electrolytes or filling myself up so I can be my best self, even if I'm tired. And my last one is clear communication is the only way you get help. So whether you're communicating with yourself, with your partner, with family members, with your children, you have to have clear communication. Say what you mean, be respectful about it, and just, you're gonna have to be humble sometimes and ask for help, even if you're like, I don't want to ask for help. But you can, and you have people to support you. I'm here for you if you ever need any tips. Y'all know that's what I love, talking about postpartum and how moms can achieve balance. And you can thrive in postpartum and not just surviving it. And these are the biggest tips that's helped me round two. And this is how I am still like upbeat. I'm happy. I'm getting into a groove. And I may not feel like myself completely yet. I'm still working towards that, and I'm still working towards of like, all right, this is where your body is right now, but you're gonna make strides to be a healthier you. And we'll talk more about that on the next episode, but until then, sit in your feelings, know it's a big transition, plan ahead, make sure you move your body and communicate. Until next time.